All right, next up, Vom Vorten covered Malibu by Hole for JB.
Crash and burn, all the stars explode tonight. How'd you get so desperate? How'd you stay alive?
The original song by Hole, I thought it was so boring and conventional that I could barely sit through it once. Vom's cover changed up the instrumentation, though, making it more fresh and dynamic. I'm surprised that this was the one that he picked from the list. I kind of wonder what went into his process for that, but I like his cover. It's good. Again, it's a cover that improved over the original, I thought. I'd much rather listen to his cover than the original. I liked his cover. So, yeah, very happy with it.
That's interesting. I think this is like Hole's most accessible song and certainly their most successful song. I think it's great. Like, it's got a lot of great hooks. There's some really nice guitar phrases in it. It's got some sweet harmony vocals. I think this is a fantastic Hole song. I also like what Vom did with his synth pop version of it. Like, he kept those same guitar phrases I liked from the original, but he does them in sort of a reverb-drenched surf style, which I thought worked pretty well. Even though Vom did it in a pretty synth pop sort of way, he still kept a slight edgy rasp to his voice that I thought captured Courtney Love's sort of singing in the original, so I was impressed by that. Yeah, I like this song. I like both versions of this song.
I should have gone in the middle so that Vom Vorten could have heard two very nice things about his song to bookend, but it was fine. Sorry, Vivi.
He's going to have to cry into his Neurein victory.
I know. He's suffering. I have a thing about synth drums, and the hi-hat in this one is just the, like, tick, 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 made it just hard to listen to the song. And I hate it when there is one element like that that is, like, regardless of any other positive things about the song, it's like, well, I'm not going to listen to this because there's that thing that is annoying to listen to. So if I can manage to turn off that part of me, it was well done otherwise, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, that hi-hat just killed it for you.
Yeah. Sorry, Vom. You've done amazing things. Side note, the Vowel Sounds album, which is out just a few days ago, is fantastic.
Fantastic.
So good. And I know that Vom Vorten is responsible for a lot of the instrumental aspect of that. And it's just so good that you should listen to that. And you should listen to Vom Vorten's cover of Malibu by Hole and see if you like it, because I'm just a jackass who hates hi-hats.
I'd like to point out that I'm responsible for three of the titles on that album, so I feel a certain kinship with it.
I just think it's amazing that they constructed this through line, this narrative, out of song titles that they only learned and then had a week to write a song about. It's an extremely impressive undertaking. Well done to them. Sorry that I can't say more nice things about this song.
I love that new album by Vowel Sounds. And, you know, we've raved about it while Neurein was going. The cover art is wonderful,
yeah,
and perfect. And I wonder
it's like
who
two
did that.
Birds
They're
on a Ouija
talented.
Board, right? Or an Ouija. What's the thing like you can guide with your hands?
Yeah, like a planchette, but it's like in the forest or something? I'm
yeah.
not sure. It's very,
it's really,
it's
cool.
Really beautiful. Yeah. All right. So let's see. I think those were sort of the official songs, and then after that we have some extra stuff and or some stuff that came in late. They all came in late. I don't think any of them are really official entries unless we want to count the Ugin Hunter doing Kooks, which was covering for somebody else, but we'll get to that later. Do we want to go?
Yeah, let's tackle the bonus round in the order that they appeared on the boards.